Mexico is making a last-ditch effort to save the lives of dozens of its nationals on death row in the United States. In The Hague today, Mexico asked the World Court to stay the executions, the earliest of which is scheduled for the end of next month. Mexico does not use capital punishment and has long clashed with the United States over this issue. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
There are 51 Mexicans on America's death row. Mexico argues that not one of them was told of his right to seek help from Mexico's consulates. That right is guaranteed under the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, signed by the United States in 1963. Mexico's ambassador to The Hague, Santiago Onjate, says that the World Court is Mexico's last chance to see justice served.
We are proceeding in accordance to international law. In these cases, in relation to this violation, Mexico has exhausted all sorts of diplomatic negotiations, all sorts of diplomatic channels, and we have also resorted, with no avail, to the courts within the U.S. in order to vacate those procedures where the lack of consular notification has taken place.
The United States has executed 5 Mexicans since it reinstated the death penalty in 1976. The issue is a thorn in the bilateral relationship. Last summer, Mexican President Vicente Fox canceled a visit to George Bush's ranch in Texas to protest the execution of a Mexican convicted there of killing a policeman. Sandra Babcock is an American attorney helping Mexico fight these cases. She says Mexican nationals at the mercy of the U.S. court system often can't find effective legal representation on their own.
Because what we see is that there are very few attorneys who have the language proficiency to properly represent a Mexican national. What judges will often do is they will appoint to represent Mexican nationals the only attorney in the vicinity who speaks Spanish. And the problem is that many times that attorney has no experience doing criminal law, representing people charged with capital crimes. They might be an immigration lawyer, might be a family lawyer. Their only qualification is that they speak Spanish.
Should the court rule in Mexico's favor, the United States could be digging itself into a hole, says Michelle Williams, Deputy Regional Director for Amnesty International in Los Angeles.
This is something that if a U.S. citizen abroad is detained and another country does not acknowledge this right or give them access to the U.S. consul, we won't really have a moral right to say anything about this or to do anything about this because the U.S. and state governments do not acknowledge this right.
But the United States says Mexico doesn't have a case, and furthermore, that a world court injunction would interfere with America's sovereign rights. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.